الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة بجاه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us together at this blessed hour in this blessed place for one reason. One reason everyone not only rose up from sleep hours before Fajr and then left their homes hours before Fajr and then for some traveled great distances in these early morning hours because of the blessing of Allah to humanity, the sending of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the birth of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's a sign of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure that he has placed in the hearts of some of his servants to be motivated thus, because through the love of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the efforts, to the reflection on his life, on his significance, on his mission, on his message, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the means to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained. The means to draw oneself near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained. So we should never lose sight of that. We should never make the gathering the end. The end is nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The end is to be able to look upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَالزِّيَادَةِ. Those who do good in this world, they will have good, الْحُسْنَى, which is Jannah, وَالزِّيَادَةِ. And the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explained that in Sahih Muslim, Imam Muslim, ziyada, to gaze upon Allah subhanahu wa taala, and that will be the highest pleasure in Jannah. There will be no pleasure greater than to gaze upon Allah subhanahu wa taala in Paradise. So, how will that occur? That will only occur through the following of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will only occur through imitating his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will only occur in trying to live like his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will only occur in trying to assimilate or emulate to the best of our limited abilities the internal states of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it behooves us, each and every one of us, to examine ourselves in all of these regards. To what extent are we living like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we look at all areas of life which he was a guide for and he was a light for, all the paths of the world that he illuminated, and our worship, how much do we approximate our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much, how much effort do we put into trying to learn about our worship so that we may approximate the way that he worshiped Allah as our guide to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our character, do we reflect the courage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Imam Ali, who himself was known for his exceeding courage, described him, kana ashja' an-nas sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the most courageous of the people. Do we courageously hold the torch of Islam, or do we hide it, fearing that if we hold that light, we might draw too much attention to ourselves, that we might bring some condemnation down upon ourselves? How much do we approximate the courage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There are people who won't even come here to Zaytuna, Muslims who claim to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because it's in a bad neighborhood, quote unquote. This neighborhood, they don't have the courage to come here. Oh, I heard it's in a bad neighborhood, Zaytuna. Why couldn't they build it in San Ramon? It's in a bad neighborhood. How much do we approximate the courage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? After September 11, Muslims packing up and leaving America, closing their businesses, running to Canada, or back to wherever they came from, because people are looking at them funny. Not even being shot at, not even being physically attacked. This is because people are looking at them funny, or saying nasty things on the radio, or writing provocative articles. Oh, I'm afraid now. But they claim to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who his courage on the day of Hunayn, when his followers met by a shower of arrows from Bani Hawazin, who were expert archers, 10,000, and they all turned and they fled and ran, with few exceptions. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept advancing with his mule, and Abu Sufyan holding the reins of his mule. And he proclaimed, "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibnu Abdul Muttalib." He said, "I'm a prophet, this is no lie. I'm the son of Abdul Muttalib." In other words, here I am. I'm the prophet of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala has promised to protect me. Wallahu ya'simuka min an-nas. So I don't fear anything. And I'm going to advance in this mission no matter what I encounter. And the people seeing his example rallied behind him. Who do we inspire to rally behind us? That was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's time for us to stand up and to be like he was. To stand up. As one of the poets said, we're quick, and we generalizing, not anyone here, but generally speaking, as Muslims, to glorify the past. How the Muslims took Islam to the far corners of the earth. Where are we taking Islam? How the Muslims built all of these great monuments to civilization. What are we building? How the Muslims fought all of these battles, Salah ad-Din and the Battle of Hittin and Mehmed, Muhammad al-Fatih. Where? What are we doing? As the poet said, "Laysa al-fata man qala kana abi." A courageous young man isn't one who says, "My father used to do this and that." "Walakin al-fata man qala ha ana dha." But a courageous young person is one who stands up and says, "Here I am." And it's time for us to stand up and say, "Here I am." Not to turn and run, not to go and hide, not to drop the ball. We're part of a long chain, and we want the chain to continue after us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the link, the first link in this chain. Do we want to disappoint him? And those after him built another link, or constituted another link, and those after them constituted another link, and on throughout history, the chain of Islam has been built link by link. Now it's time for us to build our link. It's time for us to build our link so those coming after us will have something to hold on to. Are we about that business? Are we undoing the links of the chain brought by those before us? Allah Ta'ala sent us a messenger to be emulated. To be emulated. لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. To be obeyed by the leave of Allah. And emulating this Prophet, this ends all the disputes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have Muslims in universities totally confused. Totally confused. Listening to a bunch of atheistic kafirs speak about the religion as if they have some authority. And coming out questioning the validity of the Quran, questioning the authenticity of the Sunnah, questioning the wisdom of the rulings of the religion, instead of going in to the academy seeking to defend the honor of the Quran and the honor of the Prophet and the honor of the ulama, and attacking the theories and attacking the methodologies that are the source of the confusion. That's how Muslims approached the religion historically. So they were able to break the back of the philosophers like Imam Ghazali. They were able to put logic in the service of the religion. They were able to master the philosophical system of the ancients and then to reformulate those in the light of Islam and to build Islam stronger, as opposed to being intimidated and backed into a corner and breaking down Islam themselves, or themselves being broken down. And the Prophet is essential in this, because if one is following the Prophet and emulating the Prophet, then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one is insulated from all of that. One's insulated from that. I don't care what you say, because this religion isn't about what people say, it's about what people do. It's about what people do. For that reason, it's related from the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nahana an thalath. An qila wa qal wa da'atu al-mal wa kathratu al-su'al. From hearsay, qila wa qal. All this garbage in the university is qila wa qal. Qala fulan qila. Qala fulan qila. Theories and hypotheses that they themselves will reject 5 years from now. The same thing they'll reject 5 years from now is knocking the wheels off of a Muslim. He forbade us from hearsay. Nahana an thalath. He forbade us three things. Hearsay. Qila wa qal. Is it more than that? Pick up any theory. Deconstructionism. Postmodernism. And in one academic journal, they're arguing for it. Pick up another journal, someone writes an article against it. So is it form truth or is it qila wa qal? It's qila wa qal. It's hearsay. Wa kathratu su'al. An excess of questioning. Against speculation. And what is it? It's all speculation. So things we've been forbidden from our Prophet, are knocking the wheels off of Muslims. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيْضَعَةُ الْمَالِ. And squandering wealth. And squandering wealth. Muslims caught up in the consumer culture. That's the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the way the Prophet lived, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time you get hands on some money, to run off to the mall, run down to the flea market, just to just consume. And when it's time to spend some money, fi sabilillah, no one has anything to give. People making six-digit salaries, $150,000, $200,000 a year. Nothing to give fi sabilillah. Nothing to show at the end of the day but a bigger house. The Prophet ﷺ couldn't stand up in his house. He couldn't stand up in his house. The ceiling was so low. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More elaborate furniture. The shabab in the Muslim world can't even get married. They have to buy a house full of gaudy European furniture. It's not even Islamic. It's not even classical Moroccan couches. They have to get French provincial American early colonial furniture to outfit the house with before they can even get married. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Ahmad relates in Kitab al-Zuhud, someone brought him a pillow to sit on, a nice cushy pillow, and they brought him his bread on a nice platter. He took the pillow, he threw it to the side, he took his bread, he put it on the ground, and he said, "Ana abd." Said, "I'm a slave." Akulu kama ya'kulu al-abd wa ajlisu kama yajlisu al-abd. He said, "I'm a slave. I eat like a slave eats, and I sit like a slave sits." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are we following? Who are we following? He took this religion, he took it to the tribes. He didn't have any strength. "Oh, we're weak, brother, so we just have to, you know, be nice. Don't rock the boat." Did he worry about rocking the boat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He spoke the truth and let the pieces fall where they may. If someone didn't like it, they didn't like it. He was weak. He had to go to the tribes and beg for protection or ask them for protection, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he could continue to make his message. But he kept giving the message, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because he kept giving the message, Allah Ta'ala sent him someone to protect him. Allah Ta'ala sent them the people of Medina. He sent the Aus and the Khazraj to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to do something. We have to do something. Allah will help us as long as we help ourselves. Allah will help us as long as we help ourselves. We don't do anything and expect results. We don't do anything and expect results. Allah comes to the one a hand's arm's length after that person comes to Allah by a hand's length. Allah comes to a person by a wingspan after that person comes to Allah by an arm's length. Allah comes to the person rushing after the person starts walking to Allah. We have to do something. And then we'll see things happen. Proportionate and commensurate to the extent of our efforts. And he showed us that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to endeavor and we have to strive to live like this Prophet. We have to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to assimilate his external and internal states, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People see us, they don't even know we're Muslim. Should it be like that, they know the sisters are Muslim. The sisters can't hide. And we won't even let them hide. "You know, sister, you know, you should really have on hijab. You know, it's not appropriate, you know, for you to be walking around like this because, you know, you look kind of good and you should be covering up your ornaments." And sister should say, "Well, what about you, brother? You know, turn it around on the brother. Yeah, brother, you driving girls into the ditches with your skin tight breeches." People don't even know we're Muslim. They look at us. What are we trying to hide? We don't want them to measure Islam by us. "You know, I know I'm not right, so, you know, I'm going to tone it down a little because people think that Muslims are supposed to be doing all these things I'm doing. So I don't want to give Islam a bad name." Tell you, then give Islam a good name. If you don't want to give Islam a bad name, give Islam a good name. Stand up and do what you have to do as a Muslim. Give Islam a good name. Stand up. So we have to stand up and take this religion to the people. And it's hard work. We see how much hard work. Just to get prepared to do it. It's hard work, but we have to do that work. So we can take this religion to the people. Because Allah Ta'ala is bringing the people. But when we take it without, we're sitting back, Allah is bringing the people. But when we bring the religion to the people, we'll see them enter this religion in droves. And that's not difficult for Allah. We've seen what Allah can do. After September 11th, everyone thought it was all over. It's all over. That's it for the da'wah. We finished now. How are we going to talk people about Islam? And what Allah Ta'ala did, people beating down the doors of the masjid trying to find out about Islam. Conversion rate quadrupling. Who did that? You didn't do it. I didn't do it. We were ready. We were laying low. Ready to pack up. Allah Ta'ala did it. This is Allah Ta'ala's earth. This is Allah Ta'ala's earth. These people are servants of Allah. They're servants. They're subservient to Allah's command. They don't have independent command. And Allah Ta'ala command, what is His command? إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When He desires something, His command is but be and it is. Allah is in control. So if we take this religion to the people, we'll see them entering in droves. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So we'll see them entering in droves. So we have to keep glorifying Allah and singing the praises of Allah and seeking repentance from Allah and understand He is the most eager to grant repentance to His penitent servants. So we pray that the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inspires us to imitate him more vigorously, to try to undertake his mission more thoroughly and more courageously, to assimilate his internal states, to have greater courage, to have greater compassion, to have more mercy, to have more generosity, to have more patience. In conclusion, to have more patience. How patient was the Prophet ﷺ? And in da'wah, you have to be patient. You know, I've been calling the people, they just don't seem to want to respond. How long you been calling them? You know, we've been working in this neighborhood for the last 2 weeks, and we can't get anyone to come to the new Muslim class. MashaAllah, 2 weeks. MashaAllah. How long did the Prophet call his people, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How long did Nuh, alayhi salam, call his people, alayhi salam? So we have to be patient and don't write off the people. It's hopeless. These people, they're just kafirs. They're just a bunch of savages. They're all piercing their bodies and putting tattoos all over themselves. They'll never come to Islam. The Prophet ﷺ was told by Allah, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Be steadfast and patient in calling the people, as the messengers, great messengers who preceded you did. وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. And don't be hasty in writing off your people. وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Because they're under the command of Allah. They do not command Allah. And if Allah says, be Muslim, they'll be Muslim. But for everything that occurs, Allah has made means. And the means for that is da'wah. And just as those who preceded us took Islam to the deepest jungles in Africa, to the furthest mountains in China, to the forest of Europe, then we could take Islam to the ghettos and barrios and suburbs of America, inshallah. Allah yubarak fi. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.
Salat fardhu alayna min fadhilatin wa da'a wa jabashu
ربنا بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ألحقنا بالصالحين, اللهم ألحقنا بالمتقين, اللهم ألحقنا بالصابرين, اللهم ألحقنا بالمجتهدين, اللهم ألحقنا بمن تحبه وترضى عنه. اللهم أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذه الليلة المباركة ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا دينا إلا قضيته, ولا مرضا إلا شفيته, ولا كربا إلا نفسته, ولا يتيما إلا آويته, ولا ضالا إلا هديته, ولا عائلا إلا أغنيته, ولا داعية إلا أظهرته, ولا مجاهدا إلا نصرته, ولا شهيدا إلا أكرمته, ولا حاجة لك لا في هذه الدنيا ولا في الآخرة إلا قضيتها لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. إنك على كل شيء قدير وإنك بالحمد جدير. اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين جميعا, اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين جميعا, اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين جميعا, اللهم اشف شيخنا شيخ سالك, اللهم اشفيه شفاء تاما كاملا دائما. اللهم إنك على ذلك قدير وإنك بالحمد جدير. اللهم اشفيه ونطلب شفاء له ولمرضى المسلمين بجاه وصالح الأعمال سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أفرج عن سجناء المسلمين في كل بقعة من هذه الأرض.
اجعلهم اللهم افرج فرج عنهم وعنا وعن المسلمين جميعا اللهم صرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم من اراد خيرا لهذه الامه لهذه الأمة المحمدية فوفقه إلى كل خير ومن أراد شرا لها وللمسلمين فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم اللهم عليك بهم اللهم اهدي أهل هذا البلد إلى الإسلام اللهم اهدي أهل هذا البلد إلى الإسلام اللهم اهدي أهل هذا البلد إلى الإسلام اللهم إنك على ذلك قدير وإنك بالحمد جدير اللهم اهديهم ونطلب هدايتهم بجاه وصالح الأعمال والدعاء سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهديهم جميعا اللهم افتح علينا فتوح العارفين اللهم افتح علينا جميعا فتوح العارفين اللهم افتح علينا جميعا فتوح العارفين اللهم إنك على ذلك قدير وإنك بالحمد جدير اللهم زدنا حبا لسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم حب اللهم حب لنا اتباع سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم حب اللهم زدنا حبا واتباعا ودعاء لسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إننا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إننا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى اللهم إنا نسألك شربة واحدة من حوض سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شربة واحدة من حوض سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك القرب بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك قرب من سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أبي بكر الصديق ومن عثمان وعلي وصالح المسلمين اللهم قد وعدتنا قرب بهم حيث قال أولئك أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم اجعلنا من رفيقهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين اللهم إننا نسألك خير في هذه الدنيا وفي الآخرة اللهم نسألك ذلك كله بفضل وبهداية وبجاه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك على كل شيء قدير وإنك بالحمد جدير اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تدع في هذه الليلة عندنا ولا فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم تب علينا اللهم تب علينا اللهم تب علينا بجاه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبحرمة القرآن الكريم وبحرمة من أرسلته رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنك على ذلك كله قدير وبالحمد جدير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
For more lectures by Imam Zaid Shaker and other traditional scholars, please contact Alhambra Productions toll free at 1-877-888-8273 and on the internet at www.alhambraproductions.com. For more information on traditional Islam in America, please contact Zaytuna Institute at 510-582-1979 and on the internet at